Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
Nicola Sturgeon today told Theresa May that she has a cast iron mandate for a second independence referendum. She has warned Theresa May that she is running out of time to accept the Scottish Government's Brexit compromise deal. Sturgeon has said that May's government has had its way or no way approach.
What I've heard today from the Prime Minister is an inability to engage in discussions that further compromise.
However, Sturgeon's position has been criticised by opponents, including Scottish Labour's Westminster spokesman Ian Murray, who has accused her of economic vandalism by adding uncertainty to the UK economy. Former UK Transport Minister says that May shouldn't be pushed around by Sturgeon.
If Theresa May wants to delay it to a time of her choosing, she has got every legal and political right to do it.
Sir Philip Green has agreed to pay £363 million into the BHS pension scheme. British home stores collapsed last year, which led to the loss of 11,000 jobs and £571 million pension deficit. The pension regulations started legal action against Green last year in an effort to make him pay into the BHS deficit. The pension regulation have halted their enforcement action and have said they are confident the agreement they have made with Sir Philip represents a good outcome for current and future BHS pensioners. Sky City editor Mark Cleanman says it's not a bad deal.
This £363 million payment is a reasonable settlement in the context of the benefits that the BHS pension scheme members were owed under the terms of their original participation as BHS employees.
The UK's leading child protection officer says paedophiles who view indecent images shouldn't be jailed unless they pose a physical threat to children. Simon Bailey says officers need to concentrate their resources on those who pose a significant risk. Gabriel Shaw is from the National Association for People Abused and Childhood.
To some victims and survivors, this may be seen as, yet again, the authorities walking away or failing them, and also perhaps the message to would-be offenders, almost a green light to go ahead and download and view these images because, oh, the police haven't got the resources to catch me.
Some families say they plan to sue travel company TUI after a coroner ruled 30 Britons were unlawfully killed while on holiday in Tunisia. A gunman opened fire during a terror attack in 2015. Four Scots were amongst those killed. A judge said he couldn't rule on whether neglect was a factor, but lawyers still believe there were security failings. Speaking outside the inquest in central London, TUI's boss Nick Longman apologised to the victim's relatives.
We are so very sorry for the pain and loss those affected have suffered. Over these last few weeks, we've heard very personal and very moving accounts of what happened during and after the terrorist attack.
Donald Trump wants to raise the amount America spends on defence by a record £43 billion. The President says he's committed to giving the armed forces the tools they need. He insists he wouldn't increase the country's debt, but would instead pay for it by cutting foreign aid and other federal budgets. Mr. Trump has told Fox and Friends the extra funding is vital.
We really have to. We have no choice. And a lot of people think it's a tremendous amount of money. It could be actually $30 million, $30 billion more than that. We're going to upgrade our military very substantially. Remember this, I also am going to get involved in negotiating.
This is Ryan Trainer from Radio Napier.
This is Radio Napier.